On this Christmas Day, let's assess religion in 2015 America with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, Christianity, once and always the dominant faith in the United States, what percent now identify in that category?
75.2%. How's that for a precise number, Dave?
Pretty precise. Has it changed much?
It has changed over the years, and let me explain a little why. That 75.2% of all American adults identify with some form of the Christian religion. That would be Catholic, Protestant, other forms of non-Catholic Christian religions, including Mormons. We have only, though, about 5% of Americans who identify with a non-Christian religion, and that's the important fact in answer to your question about how things have changed. That leaves about 20% of Americans who, in 2015, and this is based on over 170,000 interviews we've conducted this year, don't have any religious identification at all. Those are the nones. So the big change over time is the increase in Americans who don't have a religious identification, and concomitantly, we've seen the percent of Americans who identify as Christian shrink over time. So there's been a handoff. Back in the 1950s, we had in some polls 95 and 96% of Americans who were Christian and virtually no nones. Almost everybody had an identity. And today, 20% nones, the percent Christian down to about 75%.
So back to that 5% who identify with a non-Christian religion, that's been more or less steady.
That has been steady over the last decade or so. However, that's a lot larger than it was back in the 1950s when we had about 2% or a little more Jewish, but very few other religions were represented in the population back then. That 5% today still contains about 2% Jews, a little less than 1% who identify as Muslims, and then the rest are Hindus, Buddhists, and other non-Christian religions.
Let's set religion aside. Gallup is out with its annual update on the honesty and ethics of professions. What's at the top?
Well, it is the medical professionals. And this is very interesting because we know that Americans don't necessarily have a high regard for some of the bureaucracies in our health system today, particularly, say, pharmaceutical companies, which rate very low in our surveys. But nurses, pharmacists, and medical doctors are the top three professions as we rate them based on Americans' perceptions of their honesty and ethics. And I have to say, for nurses out there listening, they're head and shoulders above the other two. 85% of Americans rate nurses very high or high in terms of their honesty and ethics, by far at the top of the list. Pharmacists come in at 68, medical doctors at 67.
Very interesting. Was it once the reverse, meaning doctors were at the head of the pack?
Well, we didn't used to put nurses in the ratings decades ago, so we don't have a long-term history on that. Doctors have always been high, but actually pharmacists generally have been higher than doctors. And in fact, when we didn't include nurses in these rankings, pharmacists used to be number one. And I would go into a drugstore and there would be a plaque put out by the American Pharmaceutical Society or whatever saying pharmacists are the most trusted profession in America. So that's long been the case. But I can tell you that over time, as a contrary example, the percent of Americans who rate clergy as honest or ethical has been declining over time. And we all know about the various scandals that unfortunately have surrounded the clergy, not only the priest abuse scandals in the Catholic Church, but before that we've had various televangelists and other scandals in the Protestant side of the equation as well. So I think one of the reasons that these professions stay high is they really haven't been associated to this point with any kind of scandal, which would taint their perceptions of their ethical and honest standards.
And so is the clergy written large near the bottom of the pack?
They're still fairly high at 45%, which puts them like sixth on the list. But at one point, they had a 67% honesty ratings. If we go back to the 1980s, and even, you know, back in 2000, they had up to about 64%. So that 45% today, honesty and ethical ratings of clergy is down by 20 or more points from where it has been.
At the bottom?
Well, it's a race. How about this? Car salesmen?
No surprise.
Telemarketers?
No surprise.
Lobbyists?
Yep.
And members of Congress.
Ooh.
All four of those are near the bottom of the list, depending on how we want to rate it. But I would say members of Congress are dead last. And the reason I say that is they have an 8% very high or high rating. Let me just remind you that nurses have an 85% rating. So look at the difference there, 8 versus 85. But on the other side of the scale, members of Congress have a 64% low or very low rating, and that is the lowest of any profession that we rated, the most negative, actually the highest low rating, which makes it the most negative. So when you put it all together, I would say that members of Congress are perceived as more dishonest even than lobbyists, telemarketers, or car salesmen, who are the other ones at the bottom of the list.
Then have at it with the incumbency paradox. Once you're in, you seem to get reelected.
That's right. There's a lot of discussion of that in the political science and other literature, that paradox. A lot of it has to do with how we district things today and the fact that in general Americans like something that's local rather than general. So for a variety of reasons, you're absolutely right. It would seem like every time we had election, all 435 congressmen would be thrown out and would bring in new ones, but that's not the case. The majority, the vast majority, significantly vast majority of incumbent members of Congress who run for re-election do get re-elected.
Frank, before I let you go with family and friends, we didn't touch on police officers, and police-resident interactions have been so much in the news this year. Where do they come in?
They've improved this year. Last year, we saw a significant downtick. The perceptions of the honesty and ethics of police had been up there pretty high in the 50% plus range. Last year, they dropped significantly down to 48%. But the good news for police officers is they've come back up again this year to 56%. So that is, do the math, an 8% increase in the perceived honesty and ethics of police officers this year. And that puts them at fifth on the scale, behind nurses, pharmacists, medical doctors, and high school teachers. Coming in fifth this year are police officers.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.